From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Following Sunday's unofficial referendum blocking the rewriting of the Venezuelan Constitution, the opposition has called for a national strike for Thursday. More than 7 million voters, nearly a third of the electorate, turned out for Sunday's opposition-organized vote, aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to call off a July 30 ballot to form a special assembly. The country is reeling under years of food and medical shortages, rampant inflation, and high crime that the opposition blames on Mr. Maduro's socialist policies. Mark Jones is a regional analyst at Rice University.
The political system's going from one that was once one of the shining examples of democracy in Latin America to an increasingly authoritarian regime that's starting to look a lot more like Cuba than, say, Costa Rica or Canada.
President Donald Trump Monday warned of strong and swift economic measures if the Maduro government goes ahead with a vote. Mr. Maduro called the opposition referendum illegal, vowed to push ahead with his plans to change the Constitution, as, in his words, the only way to pull Venezuela out of its deep economic and social crisis. Nobel Peace Laureate Malala Yousafzai Monday met in Nigeria with the country's acting president, Yemi Osinbajo, as well as some of the Chibok schoolgirls abducted by the militant group Boko Haram. She spoke of a state of emergency in education in the West African country.
Because the education of Nigerian girls and boys is really important, and the states, the government, the federal government, and the local government, they all should be united for this.
The UN Children's Agency said Nigeria has more than 10 million children out of school, nearly two-thirds of them girls. Yousafzai also expressed hope more than 100 Chibok schoolgirls still in captivity will be freed soon. This is VOA News.